Wait a minute. Her name is Sue Bartholomew.
Sexy.
Let's just get that out there first.
Sue Bartholomew?
The Sue on the commons lady. The, yeah. The lady who records that audio, which by the end of every episode, I guess she's out of RAM. Yeah, it gives me a goddamn seizure listening to that.
I like that Japanese cartoon. I can't remember the name of.
Anybody?
After the show.
Fresh breath for your microphone.
Not really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Great.
How do you know, how do you not have fruity lifesavers?
You are
both
so...
Those are not the breath buffoning kind.
So one of my people has gum. The other is a mouthful of lifesavers.
That's right.
Let's just
I gotta have a mouthful of something.
Can we bring a goddamn tray of caramels while we're at it?
Oh,
Jesus
yes.
Christ, you two. Jesus
I like
Christ.
When you brought in cookies.
All right. Before we start the show, I actually have to read like a little sounder. It sounds like I have to do an apology or something. It's actually just a promo for the station. I wanted to get it out there so it doesn't have to go on the MP3 if we don't want it to.
We apologize to the following races.
No, just wait till my 3-month review is up. That one will be coming pretty shortly, I'm sure.
Promo.
Wait. Okay. You actually get reviewed?
I am under a special review. I'm on double secret probation right now.
Yeah, but they're actually going to go back and listen to it?
They listen to me every week to make sure I don't say bad things.
Are you serious?
This is honest to God, 100% truth.
And we've actually been passing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know?
Wow.
Surprising now. There's double secret probation, though.
Yeah. No, we've been skirting by. All right. Let's do this.
Promo.
Yeah. Fairfax Public Access will be hosting a month-long membership drive beginning on May 11th with a live shoot at 9 p.m. So tune in on Channel 10 to see what this organization is all about. If you have friends and family that don't have Verizon or Cox, just tell them to go to our website, www.fcac.org, where they can see it streaming live. The drive will end on June 12th with Celebrate Fairfax, so come out to the booth and see us. For more information, go to our website, www.fcac.org. And now I'll take the D out of my A.
A couple things.
That was so weak.
You kind of stuttered at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then when you said Verizon or Cox,
yeah.
It kind of sounded like Ryzen RC words.
Ryzen RCs?
Yeah, that's okay, though. You can leave that one in.
Yeah, that's what they get.
Can I take a crack at it?
Sure. Do you want to come around and do the read?
Let's just make this the whole episode.
Okay.
Like Ron and Fez.
Come on. We haven't officially started the show. There's your script right there.
Yeah, but I can't hear myself.
I'll give you phones.
You can hear yourself in your head. My God, you have ears, man.
I need to hear. I can't hear myself at all. Can you?
How deaf are you?
Pretty deaf, I think.
I can hear you.
Can you hear it now?
Years of rocking out. Yeah. All right.
Do you want me to count you down?
No. Fairfax Public Access will be hosting a month-long membership drive beginning on May 11th with a live shoot at 9 p.m. So tune in on Channel 10 to see what this organization is all about. If you have friends and family that don't have Verizon or Cox, just tell them to go to our website, www.fcac.org, where they can see it in streaming live. The drive will end on June 12th with Celebrate Fairfax. So come out to the booth and see us. For more information, go to our website, www.fcac.org.
I don't know which I like more, Will's like soft rock interpretation or you laughing like a little girl.
You used the customer voice on air.
First, there's like words, just I keep effing with your volume, I'm sorry.
Not so goddamn easy, is it?
No, like there's words and punctuation definitely missing. Like you need to write in commas so people know where to pause.
Pause. That's yes.
True. Yeah, that's poorly written.
And like I swear to God, there was a couple of words that should have been in there that weren't.
Yeah.
Where it's like, wouldn't it be our website at?
No.
It just sounded weird.
Just making someone read the tri dubs in the front is lame. Not necessary anymore. Just
do you want
say
me to read it like a sex worker?
Tri-dubs?
Yeah.
Is that like a real term?
The tri-dubs. That sure. Was actually my teacher here, the guy who first taught me any shred of radio proficiency. That was his big thing. He would introduce WWW as the tri-dubs. And he's
tri-dubs.
Like, that's my thing. Don't steal it.
That's
hilarious. I don't know how tongue-in-cheek it was, but it didn't seem too tongue-in-cheek.
Sorry, Tri-Dubs.
Awesome.
Forgot his name, too.
Tri-Dubs.
Yeah, Tri-Dubs. Tri-Dubs is his name.
He's William Wesley Wallace.
Yeah.
Tri-Dubs.
It's like a DJ gum.
Okay, you want to come around?
Yeah, I'll try it.
You've been stripping for the last half hour.
I wasn't stripping, I was just dancing.
Yeah, same difference. to a man that's tried to quit porn for the last week. You might as well have been like filleting a banana in front of me.
Why would you try to quit that?
What? Because it's awful and it degrades women.
So?
There's
no, you say that like it's bad.
Yeah. There's no real... I wanted to get some time back in the day.
Oh. That makes sense.
Where's the script?
Hold on. I deleted it. I'm getting it back for you. God damn it. You can take your crack, and then the listeners can vote.
My crack.
Two listeners. It actually will be an interesting vote, though, because my mom won't know which one of us to vote for.
But Sophie's choice.
Yes. Okay, here's your script.
The solution is to cut one of us in half. Oh, if King Solomon has taught me anything.
All right, there's the mic. Okay.
And so both sons have just cut in half.
Cut both of us in half.
And reassembled right. So she can vote for the
So it's
son.
Half of each of our bodies.
But will she vote for the Will top or the John top?
Oh, I thought we were going to cut ourselves vertically.
Just by
yeah, but
by.
Then we wouldn't line up.
Why are you trying to take a picture of me down by your knees? I know. Okay.
Do the self shot on the phone. Or do you not know to do that, caveman?
All right, read the description.
Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Fairfax Public Access will be hosting a month-long membership drive beginning on May 11th with a live shoot at 9 p.m. So tune in on Channel 10 to see what this organization is all about. If you have friends and family that don't have Verizon or Cox, just tell them to go to our website, www.fcac.org, where they can see it streaming live. The drive will end on June 12th with Celebrate Fairfax. So come out to the booth and see us. For more information, go to our website, www.fcac.org.
That was pretty good.
Good work. And while you're doing that, I took about five pictures where, with the right angle, it looked like you were going down on me
yeah,
in the studio.
No one will ever believe it.
That will so be the caption for the episode, by the way. All right, we have taken care of that, as well as 7 minutes of this cancer. shall we do the actual intro?
Sure.
Okay, I will kill the mics, and here it comes.
Hold on, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
All right, I'll bring that one down early. Because Will was reaching for the headphone dial like this was deafening to him.
Well, no, it's confusing because I keep effing with Kate's volume because we switched headphones.
Did you grasp it?
No. Still struggling.
It's like when I had to swap over to mic 3. I'm technically the 3 mic now, and you're the 1 mic.
That's right.
It is confusing.
Yeah, that's
it sounds
right.
So goddamn simple, but it isn't. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
Kate, the dirty whore, stripper, sex worker. What you were doing in the studio today... I didn't even tell the people to tune in on the cameras for a half hour.
I can do it again while they're tuned in on the cameras. You guys can chit-chat, and I'll just do the exact same thing I did because it's not dirty.
You were gyrating like it was Footloose up in this bitch. You
I wish
trollop.
I danced like Footloose.
You trollop. So I was having to watch that while trying to prep a show.
Aww,
she's
poor
like,
thing.
She's leaning over the iPod like, oh, I need to pick another song to dance to. The boobs are hanging out. Hells, I tell you. Hell, Will instinctively leans over like, hey, what could the view have been? What was I missing? See, get in early.
I didn't move my
Let
hair.
Let that be a lesson to you. You did eventually.
Did
eventually
I?
My view
I
was returned.
I wasn't thinking about dang it.
You can listen to us live every Saturday at fcac.org/WEBR, which is known also as, Kate?
Radio Fairfax.
Thank you. Show website inpapasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement, Will at Billy Basil, and Kate at Atomic Kate. That's 2 C's in the middle.
This just occurred to me on the way in, but is that a play on Atomic Cat?
No, my name is Kate with a C. And Atomic has been something that I've had since college. So.
Since Chernobyl?
nobody knows that I started that. Hush.
So did they steal... First of all, what the F? I almost dropped an F-bomb for real. What the F is Atomic Cat?
Isn't it a cartoon character? Or is that Karate Cat?
There's Karate Cat and Hong Kong Phooey.
An underdog.
Atomic Dog.
Maybe I was put Karate Cat and Atomic Dog together. I don't know.
I thought it was like some chick band or something.
Atomic Cat.
The way you said it. And the name sounds like...
Yeah, it could be a chick band.
I don't know. Genius that I am. I was thinking, I'm going to call her Atomic C-word when I get into that.
Atomic C-bomb.
I deserve that sometimes.
That'll teach her.
Yeah.
That'll learn her good.
And welcome to the last episode. I'm a little pissed. We're supposed to have a guest, kind of a listener slash friend, who, Will, you invited in. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. By the name of Brenda. But Brenda, I figured it'd be awesome because she was tweeting about how bad the traffic was and pretty much other things about the Northern Virginia area sucking. She was kind of echoing statements, you know, once or twice. Only once or twice have we touched on traffic sucking on this show in the area.
Dude, 66 West when I was coming in. It was like worse than weekday rush hour.
I know.
On 2:30.
Yeah, 66 is ridiculous on weekends. I don't even understand why. Like,
where
are
these
people going?
Exactly what I was thinking. What is out west besides Manassas?
I thought it would be fun.
Run on the steakhouse.
just to bring in this outsider and be, you know, have her say, hey, these guys are not bull-essing around. This is real deal horrible. And you know what? She couldn't make it in because the goddamn traffic. How's that?
I mean, was she staying inside the city?
She drove into Georgetown, the Richie Rich district of D.C.
But where? What hotel is she staying
at? I have no clue. A delightful Motel 6, I'm sure. If she's one of our fans, she's, of course, affluent like that. So maybe a Hojo?
Do either of those even exist anymore?
I think so.
Maybe
yeah.
In Baltimore.
I mean, I've definitely had sex in a Hojo at Baltimore multiple times. Multiple times. I could tell you exactly where it is. And at least one time I saw a drug deal going down as I left.
Did it have the coin slot vibrating pad?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's too bad.
So
I still
long
to see
hotel.
One of those.
Exactly. I was not living high on the hog, in spite of what you think, having sex with a Baltimore local in a Hojo.
Just asking for crabs.
Oh, yeah.
Maryland crabs.
Oh, and I definitely did her in the Will style.
Nice. Well, is she hot?
Yeah. She wasn't bad. This is the chick that busted on my D the one time.
What?
You've never heard that story?
No.
Like, she'd been drinking, and I'm about to hit it, and she lies back, and right before I go in, yeah.
Oh, that kind of busted. Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
What? Oh.
Yeah. About the worst thing ever. Yeah.
No.
The only time that's acceptable if you're like mining in there. In which case it's your own fault.
Yeah, that's just a
if
hazard.
You're,
that's a risk you take for that activity.
If you're poking at a hornet's nest and you get stung, you can't really blame the hornet.
If you are jamming black powder into a musket and it goes off, you can't exactly be pissed. No, this was the front door. And there was a bit of a doorbell.
Yeah, but was it, to quote the Canadians at South Park, a quiff?
It was not. No. Oh, no, no.
Oh.
This was the hornet swarm coming out unprovoked.
That's so awful.
That's pretty.
Oh, and you want to talk Sophie's
Choice.
That's
low rent right there.
Oh, you want to talk Sophie's Choice. There is, do I just get the F out?
No.
Or, yeah, I've already spent the entire night drinking here.
Oh, God.
This hotel's coughed up for.
If she's all right, she's hot. You still do it.
Oh, sure, no.
If it was like a fatty, I'd probably just punch
her.
She
was one of the adult cinema gals on the resume.
Oh, so the real class act.
Exactly.
Is there any pictures of this pig?
I can punch it up later.
All right.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, for once I made you flinch, Kate.
That's gross.
It was
horrible. And if you think you're going to do that as a woman, if you think you're going to do that, you're like, no, night's off. Sorry, can't happen.
I think the worst thing
that
happened.
Let's just say you got to go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, you can do that too, but if you're not sure about what's going on, you're really drunk and you're not sure about what's going on, the night's off, gotta go.
I think the worst part was I feel the breeze against my weather vane, and then I pause.
Oh, you didn't hear it or smell it?
No, I heard it and felt it. There was no smell, though. She was not a triple threat, only a double threat.
Was it a f- or?
It was the latter.
Oh.
It was a real patoot, if you will.
Oh.
A real blow on the trumpet. And I kind of paused, and I was just like, did that just happen? You know, it's like if you saw a cat walking by and it smiled at you with a full mouth of human teeth. You're like, what? Where am I? And she might as well have called me a homo. Like, she was like, what? Is that going to stop you?
She, oh, God, she acknowledged.
Oh.
She was,
no, now I like her.
She was like,
why? Most chicks just try to, like, let it go unnoticed.
No, she was combative about it. I would have been, like, so Japanese woman, like, thousand the poverty.
No, I like her now because she was like, what, you know, come on, let's go.
Oh, really?
How would you
like it if you've got a mouthful of pants rod and then pants just cocks a leg and is like, don't let that stop you.
You know, if I'm going to be honest, if it were pants.
Like Principal Rooney's secretary.
If it were pants, I would bust out laughing because he won't fart in front of me just in general.
He's a good man for that.
Just in, like, he is so, like, I've never heard him fart. And I don't think he can say the same about me.
nothing unsexier than when that. People want the relationship to hit the fart stage.
No.
I'm not trying, but it's just, you know, you live in a small house together.
There's
tricks. You can only run so far.
No.
Get a pillow.
You could do what
Prison
I do.
In a pillow.
No, because my head goes on those pillows.
So just shake it out afterward. You've never done the fart pillow?
No.
Oh, I'll do a fart pillow.
Like a silencer.
I'm never borrowing a pillow.
Oh, no.
Like you shoot someone through a pillow.
I don't know what it is about pillows. They just absorb it. It's like the villains in Superman 2 trapped in that glass prism. You're just farting. You just sit on a pillow, and you can completely empty out in it. Like it's some beater car, and you're a hick with a shotgun. You can just pummel this thing. It will stay put for the most part, and then you have to be like, honey, please take a walk. And then you shake it out. And the evil spirits fly away.
That's horrible.
After about 10 minutes.
No.
What I do is just, like, peel one cheek so that way it has, like...
There's no vibration.
Yeah, so it's silent. I mean, it might smell, but, yeah.
I hold it in, and I just, like, have an uncomfortable night. And I used to have... This is really ghetto. I used to have, like, a box of gas pills that I just keep in my glove compartment. So on my way to a date, I just, like, swig a couple, like, gas X's or whatever.
I don't really care that much.
Really?
No, the car ride to and fro, that's your time. I mean, that's like a joke. Anytime you like drop a woman off, just instantly like...
Crack a rat, as Martling put it.
Yeah, that's like part of the fun of a date.
To me, in my car, it's too much of a fart prison if you are busting the entire ride over.
Well, you got to roll the windows down eventually.
No, but I'm saying the instant you actually get up, like it's like, hold on, let me get out to let you into the car. So you get out and immediately the demon breaks free. And it's, like, ravaging the inside of the car all of a sudden while you're walking around the hood.
Your butt cheeks must be, like, some kind of suction cup against the seat.
They are pretty firm, you know?
No, you need, like, a few minutes of buffer time just to make sure everything airs out.
Seals right on.
And you just pull, like, a gymnastics move where you, like, mash, like you're doing dips almost. You mash both your hands down and lift your ass off the seat so they can escape or what?
I don't think that much you get trapped down there.
I got something, man.
You got, like, you must have, like, loose...
Yeah,
flaps,
maybe it's a flatty
kind of
thing. They just
seals,
seal like a Tupperware.
Yeah, and it just seals against the seat. And
I stand up, and it's like... Yeah, exactly. And then it just comes out to play. But, yeah, no Brenda in studio, because that's how you get from point A to point B in this place. And it sucks, because I had this great shtick, because, Will, in your experience, have you ever met another Brenda? That's, like, literally the second Brenda in my life.
Yeah, then our uncle's girlfriend.
Yeah, other than Aunt Brenda, who I wanted to riff on the fact that we were like, I would say Uncle D, sounds like he touched us, Uncle D was like mid-40s back at home and was plowing this chick, I guess. She was crashing at our grandma's house. We would visit grandma on the weekends, and there would be Aunt Brenda just chilling. I guess
none of that even dawned on me as a kid.
Yeah, you just think it's normal, but in retrospect, like it's so... It's so awful. You get the lankiness and the guitar skills and the height of Uncle D, and I get the living at homeness. So I'm glad his DNA is living on so well through us.
And the four kids from three different women.
That is pimp. That is pimp. He was a guitarist for the Four Seasons. What do you want, man?
No, that's awesome.
That is going to open some doors for you. And by doors, I mean vaginas. But, yeah, it just blew my mind that I hadn't thought of Aunt Brenda in like 15 years. And then you're like, wait a minute. They were banging upstairs right next to where our grandma slept, even closer room-wise where we slept.
Well, maybe in the basement.
Was he set up in the basement?
No, but I mean, there was a weight bench down there.
Oh!
That'll do the trick.
Oh, and he's just pulling Aunt Brenda with her big bunion feet.
Oh, God.
You don't remember that? She got the bunion surgery?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. God bless her. I'm pretty sure she is dead now.
Yeah, she had cancer. Okay.
Yeah. Barrel full of laughs.
All
well,
right.
From there, I wanted to go to the royal wedding.
Of course.
You got it. Come on, man. That was the big news of the week.
No, I know. Even though I don't give an ish.
You think I do?
I don't know why anyone does in this country.
That's right.
Because women want to be little princesses. Like, we've got one in this room. Kate.
Yes.
Kate.
Did you have to check your computer to see what my name was?
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Well, in my head, I had to know if it was spelled with a C or K.
Lenny equals white. Girl equals black.
Kate. On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being... you care about this like you care about my show. And 5, you care about this like it fulfills all your dreams. As you know, this is pants time. Time with your Lord Pants. Where did the royal wedding and watching the royal wedding and reading about the royal wedding fall on this?
There was a royal wedding?
This continuum. All right. I figured you might not be into it, but there are some hardcore chicks I know who still loved the whole princess and royalty aspect. Because every girl,
effing
or 95% of them, except for this delight over here, with her tat gyrating her scooch on the carpet like a dog wiping off not 30 minutes ago. I figured you might not be into it.
No, not at all. I don't even know what the dress looked like.
I
saw a picture of the queen. I saw a picture of a queen
it looks
in
like
her
something
primrose like... yellow.
Tim Burton movie.
It looked a little white trash to me.
Really? Because I heard, now again, I didn't see it, but I heard that it was very conservative and very proper.
Well, you saw a little bit of it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did her arms, first Kate Middleton, who's now, what, a princess?
Yes.
Dutch. Duchess.
Yeah,
a duchess.
Something like that.
Just like Fergie.
Yeah.
Okay. So, were the arms not covered with just like a white
lace
lattice work?
Yeah, it's like something Danzig would wear.
Yeah, it looked very much like a Marlboro should have been dangling at the end of it.
No, but I think you guys are confused about which came first. That's very Victorian and very demure, just because some goth dorks took over and were
like
Lady
Gaga.
We like lace.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's any
like
less
those
demure
fat kids
or
in the
proper.
Care t-shirts?
No, it looks like some like leggings Lady Gaga would wear, like the burn victim skin.
Holding in the flesh that's just sloughing off. No. Yeah, okay, so I guess it isn't white trash. It was Victorian.
Yeah, so I imagine.
To me,
it
looked like Jamie Presley on the set of My Name is Earl.
Because you've seen a
something.
Bunch of white trash people trying to be princesses. So who wants to be a princess? People who have no chance of being princesses.
Why? That chick wasn't even that good looking.
Who? Which one?
Middleton.
See, we'll,
no, I'm saying like all the women in America are like, oh, it's so fairy tale. A bunch of them have no chance at achieving that, and the ones who love it most are probably those white trash chicks who are just like, I would love to stereotype the South. I would love to have a prince marry me. He just come down here and it'd be like Cinderella.
Yes, come here,
Dylan Thomas.
You
yeah.
see what she's wearing.
Why would you want that horse-faced, balding jackass to marry
Because
you?
He's a prince.
It doesn't matter. He looks like a bum's a-hole.
Yeah, okay, so you and I are rational, reasonable people. These other people are not.
I know.
They're the ones who get, like,
on.
So
I
obsessed.
Saw the coverage at the gym, just all these C-words clucking together.
Hold on. Let me jump in here. For my money... I like Kate Middleton. Now, I realize I have a thing for the brown eyes and brown hair. Apparently, I like a strong jaw in a woman.
No, but no, I mean, she's fine enough. I mean, she's not like, oh my God, whatever, but she's an average woman.
I think she's above average. In my wheelhouse, she's above average.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? She's
pretty. She's not hot.
It isn't like I want to bend that over and give her a scepter.
She's not some kind of dog-faced. She's not some kind of Sarah Jessica Parker, okay? So she's fine.
Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker walks into a bar. Bartender asks her why the long face.
You know, that was popular. Yeah.
You can't mention SJP without that. Come on.
So, I don't think she's bad
looking.
She's
got a foot for a face.
You stole that from Family Guy.
Yes, I did. Wait, so like, I was just going to say that was
in the dome piece or the body?
Any of it.
Oh, God. You are very forgiving of some horrible noses.
I guess, yeah.
It's
like,
not even the nose.
I'd much rather
face.
Put it to her than the redhead.
Hey, you know what? I'd rather F SJP than Warren Sapp. What's your point?
What about her compared? You probably like the brunette better.
I don't think Charlotte's sexy at all, but I'd bang Charlotte.
She's not sexy, but she's pretty cute.
She's pretty cute. Yeah, she's kind of like Abe Middleton to me. I'm not like, oh, give me that.
Who would you pick? I'd have to go with Control.
God. Control's
just so
old.
I mean, other than the fact that she's so old now, but she was so
hot. She's hot.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
She's maintaining pretty well.
Back in the day, I will tell you, this is like a trip back to 12-year-old John Land. My all-time fastest nut butt. Nut bust.
You want to try it again?
Yeah, nut bust. There we go. Nut butt. Sounds like an ice cream or I was raped.
Are you going to say the scene from Porky's?
Yes.
Oh, how could you even do that?
What do you mean? Like, you see her ass? Her ass was vicious, and she had the dark hair back then?
Like, yeah, but don't you even, like, not see anything?
No, you see her bare ass, and literally that one frame was enough for me. It was like a land speed record. Like, we were watching Porky's as a family during, you know, 8, 9 p.m. on a Friday night. I sneak back out at 2 in the morning, fire up Porky's, rewind to that scene, and I mean, just, this was Tyson versus Spinks Fest. It was
over
gone.
Before it began.
It was a Roadrunner cartoon. There was just a dust cloud. I swear to God, if it was 10 seconds, I'm exaggerating by 9.
I love how Will is still playing with my earphone cord, not his.
I was trying to think if there are better scenes for that in Porky's. It doesn't strike me as a movie that good for that. Although it was pretty damn funny. I watched it not too long ago. Holds up, man.
Great film. The sequel's worse than Slavery in terms of an American legacy.
All sequels are bad.
No, these are, like, so much worse, though. I mean, you can watch, you know, Dark Knight. That's a great sequel. Godfather 2, great sequel. American Pie 2, passable sequel. This is, like, it actively damages Porky's 1. It's so bad.
Like American Pie Bandcamp.
Exactly.
One of the many subsequent ones with only Eugene
what
Levy.
What a whore Eugene Levy is. Oh, my God. What
Man's
a whore.
He's got to eat.
He's got to afford that eyebrow wax.
Oh, I was going to say, that's where the money ain't going, obviously.
Going to the Asian salons.
Oh, God. Back to the royal wedding. I was very indifferent about this. I was willing to let women have it because...
Well, don't let them have anything.
I wouldn't even say it's their Super Bowl because women get in on the Super Bowl, or at least pretend to. They'll at least go to a Super Bowl party. If a guy is like, I'm going to a royal wedding party, his next sentence is to place a D inside my mouth.
Just the fact that there were royal wedding parties.
At
this
five,
S started, yeah, four in the morning.
You want to know how early it started and when my beef started? I get home from one of the stations. I was recording till no S, maybe 4 in the morning.
For the wedding? Or just
Just doing some sports stuff. I get home. I want to watch the Office finale. I want to just flip around on TV 5 minutes. The DVR shut down because it's recording not one but two feeds of the royal wedding.
Because of Mom.
Because Maria, the queen of the castle, has it trained on the PBS feed, which started at 3, and then the CNN feed starting at like 4. So I've had just a long day. I was writing, then I'm locksmithing, then I'm in the studio for 8 hours or so. Last thing I want is to go in my two channel options, because you can't flick from one of the two you're recording. I've got Royal Wedding 1 and Royal Wedding 2.
Cancel both.
Cancel both recordings. So I pass out. I wake up, one of my favorite non-porn websites, BuzzFeed. every entry on BuzzFeed, which prides itself on like funny pictures, funny articles, crap like that. Everything's about the silly goddamn hats that were at the wedding,
yeah.
Or the little frowning bitch who was at the wedding.
Yeah.
Every find the black people at the royal wedding. Every article royal wedding based.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it. I saw coverage a bit when I was at the gym, and then I heard Opie and Anthony just like S on it when they do like a simulcast.
It was horrible. Then I fire up Twitter. People are trying to live tweet the royal wedding.
I've never done that with Twitter, have you?
Yeah, I do it for like...
The Oscars?
Yeah, I did Oscars.
I should have done that. S on that effing zombie. What was it, Kirk Douglas?
Oh, I mean, everyone was taking pot shots at that. He's too slow to dodge.
Goddamn Nosferatu coming out.
It was horrible. He brought it to a screeching halt. Well, I'd say that if Anne Hathaway and James Franco weren't just a blight.
I feel no compulsion, if that's even a word.
Oh, you
to
think,
watch these stupid
you think I
things.
Liked watching that crap? I just wanted to tweet about it.
I might do
I
that
didn't
sometime.
Watch that.
I did it for the goddamn Grammys too. Like I care. Like I want to see CeeLo dressed up as a fat rooster.
I did see that. That was so ridiculous.
With
I loved
Paltrow
it.
Paltrow singing with him.
That was
no.
so awful. I loved it. I loved every moment of that performance.
I would rather walk in on someone inserting a prep H.
I loved the CeeLo part, and I hated the Gwyneth part, and that's how much I loved that performance. And there were Muppets, and you can't not love Muppets.
Well, it was
I hate Muppets. They're creepy.
Thank you. I effing hate Muppets.
What?
We never liked Muppets as
the
kids.
What is wrong with you
sucked.
People?
Fraggle Rock can lick mine.
Oh, no. The Fraggle Rock is dead to me. Dead to me.
Isn't it the same goddamn thing?
No, it's a little different.
But we never got into, like, we watched Muppet Babies. That was it.
Oh, that piece of ass?
I'll die from Muppet Babies.
Oh, no. Dude, that was horrible.
Sucked.
Ralph's the reason I wanted to play the drums.
That's
or was
horrible.
It Fozzie?
You don't even know.
I don't even
know.
I think Ralph
Muppet
was the
Babies was horrendous. The Muppet Show was the ass.
Gonzo and his phallic nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Might as well
and
have had a
chickens.
Mushroom cap on the end.
And a running nose. That should have been some shtick they took through every episode. Gonzo, just white boogers tearing out of the end of it.
Then he has a cleft palate, so it looks like a sack underneath.
Peter Griffin shit. Oh, man. So I start to get a little cheesed at this point. And
when did the coverage finally stop on at our time? Or just continue all day with recaps?
Nah,
it
probably polish. Two, maybe.
Jesus Christ.
But I couldn't escape it the whole day. Because then I get in from doing some locksmithing, and I don't like to admit this, but when I get home, typically at that time, it is the Madre watching The View, and I watch a lot of View secondhand.
I can't stand that. And then, like, when she's watching sometimes, like, the DVR'd ones when I come in.
Yeah.
You know, I'll start, like, just saying, oh, look at that C word, like, making my smart-ass commentary. Yeah, she'll, like, kick me out.
Dude, it's all she's got in life. She's got my ass living at home with her, a cat that pukes everywhere, and The View.
Those effing hens clucking at Joy Behar.
Oh, if there's a bigger C on this planet, I haven't encountered it.
Like, at least, can you get attractive women? Like, just fire everyone except for whatever, Hasselbeck.
Well, okay, so they trot their little asses out, and they're all in stupid wedding hats. That's their shtick.
Of course.
Because they're showing solidarity with the other C's watching this. And, of course, they're gabbing about it. And, first of all, a couple things. One, Joy Behar is a smear. She's just this loudmouth bitch who doesn't play nice with the rest of the cast. Like, she'll deliver a joke and almost hold out her hands like Moses parting the goddamn Red Sea for them to shut the F up so she can get her reaction out of the crowd.
Ugh.
And she just, like, mimes for the camera. She's horrible. And I hate the fact I know these things, but I've seen a lot of you at this point. Also, Hasselbeck knocked up with her fourth kid. I mean, God bless her for getting her body in shape every time, but really, stop treating your pee like a clown car. It won't bounce back one of these days.
Is she showing?
She's showing, and she hasn't announced it yet, but she was in, like, this kind of tightish dress. She had the belly a little
disgusting.
Bit yeah.
Nothing worse than motherhood.
No, the first 1 month is awesome, because they're not showing, and it's like they got implants, but they're real.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That can go to, like, 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Four if you're a strong puncher. Thank you. Kate just shaking her head a little bit. But, yeah, man, and So I'm seeing a lot of clips secondhand. I saw the white trash dress, which you're saying isn't white trash.
Yep.
We've got the little sister, Kate's little sister, Pippa, is it?
Who or everyone was saying is hot. I don't think she's that good.
What? No. She's not fat, which, like, by American standards already makes her a 7.
Both of them just need massive implants. And then we'll go from there.
I usually don't agree with you on this, but yeah, a bit of a corked bat would help. Would have helped fill out the dress on, like, both of them.
Seriously, you don't have the cash?
For a tasteful job?
No, that's not even tasteful.
Here's where...
Guess, get a couple where each one's the size of, like, Liz Taylor's big bulldog head.
Two roads diverge in a road, and John takes the tasteful one, and Will just loves him the size of Quattro. Quattro.
I'm looking up the wedding dress right now because I really want to see this.
Yeah,
thing.
Take a gander. And I'll defend Prince William. I think other than the fact he's, like, balding faster than Goldblum in The Fly, like, not a bad-looking guy.
He's
really awkward-looking.
Yeah.
I mean, as a guy who's slowly losing my hair.
If he were charming, I would probably forgive the teeth.
It's like the horse face and the weird balding.
I bet the guy's got game. I mean, you would hope that royalty with a lot of loot and
I don't think any British people have game. Maybe Russell Brand.
James Bond. Thank you.
That's a fictitious character, but okay. He's been played by like 5 different guys.
Including a Scottish man.
All right, Tom Jones.
I think he's Welsh.
He's packing a cucumber, too.
He's Welsh. That's not really
British. No, I've heard he has a real... You mean like he uses
a cucumber.
He means
really?
Metaphorically.
I meant like
not
a spinal tap.
A cucumber.
No.
A cucumber wrapped in tinfoil.
Oh, I have heard that is all Mr. Jones.
Yes, that is my understanding.
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, tells a tale of how she lost... She was a Vegas showgirl and lost her V-card. To Tom Jones.
That is a story that I would keep forever.
And had to go to an ER to get stitched up afterward because the bleeding was not knocking off like a day later.
Wow.
So he's painted that cucumber pretty convincingly or he's packing.
She was hot.
Is this the dress?
No, that's the after dress. That's the second dress.
The after party dress, okay.
Oh, Elvira?
Yeah, goddamn.
Oh, that figure was sick. Are you kidding me?
Whatever happened to her?
She probably aged.
Died with the 80s.
Yeah. She probably aged and then became less attractive. Gonna go out on a limb with both of those conclusions there.
Yeah, no, her dress is just really modest. Not Elvira. Princess Kate. Or Duchess Kate, whatever she is now. Her dress is just really modest, and the lace sleeves is pretty typical.
Let me see it again.
I'm just, you know, I thought you'd buy into it a little. I really thought every girl had a bit of the princess streak.
No, I could not give two S's about it.
It looks like a funeral thing just painted white. Like with a veil and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what weddings are, honey.
That's creepy.
No, it looks like something from that, what's the...
Corpse Bride or something.
Yeah, My Chemical Romance. What video is that?
Oh, Helena?
Helena, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like she's wearing Helena's dress.
It is weird.
Pops out of the
It looks like a Lady Gaga dress or something.
I didn't find it attractive, man. Cut off the sleeves. Show your arms. You're not a
fat broad. No, but that's the whole idea of modesty, is you don't show off all your skin, even if it looks good.
Why?
What is it? Are we Amish?
What's wrong with getting a little peek at her meat purse?
I'm just... I'm saying, like, above the elbow. Like, I don't want a cropped or teaser hanging out like that Beyonce photo from a couple of years.
No, she needs like half of her cheeks hanging out the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. She needs,
one of those ones with all the taffeta around the hips and then it's like a mini skirt.
Yeah. Like, if she gets up a couple steps to the altar, like, there should be dogs running up and sniffing at her.
And do you want under cleavage showing too? Like,
the cutouts?
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
She's just wearing a band around it like Mila Jovovich in Fifth Element.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We should have planned this. We should have planned this, and Slayer would have played the event. Oh, man. So that's, I guess it's a little, I expected you'd care a little bit, but
you're
a good chick.
Well, what was,
I think if you had implants, Will would marry you.
Oh.
That's just my
concern. Take your call.
Oh, we have a caller.
Inquire about Kate's wedding.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Smokey. Hi, Smokey McRaspalot.
I used to play the lunch lady on The Simpsons.
I'm Doris Grau.
That's a great Kathleen Turner impersonation. Thumbs up.
Oh, it is our... Do you want to give your real name, not just your stage name, Nixter?
Sure.
You say it. I forgot it.
Wow. Awesome. I got to go. It's nice talking to you guys.
I'm kidding. What's up, Nicole?
Nothing. What's going on?
So I don't know the last name. Nothing much.
No.
Not much.
I think it's Polizzi.
No. God, no.
No. I am horribly retarded. But Nicole is calling in. Twitter handle, @OriginalNixter. Most of you know her as Nixie on the show. But she is calling in because you have an actual, is it paying comedy gig? I don't want to like undermine it if it isn't, but it's a good comedy gig regardless.
It pays off without cash, but it pays off in the long run.
It pays off in fame and pride bucks, which is what I say about this show.
Pride
bucks.
Pride bucks.
Big stack of pride Benjamin
Franklin. We're back
Franklin's.
To my fifth grade teacher.
They use the term pride bucks?
No.
All right.
When he was touching you with your bathing suit covered.
So
that's awkward.
Oh, I remember. Nicole Edmonds.
Yes, that's correct. Edmonds like the ball player.
Please promote your show. Tell us what you're doing, because I heard you're doing this, and it was kind of exciting to me.
Yes, I am actually going to be opening for Colin Kane on Friday, May 13th, 2011.
Colin Kane of Opie and Anthony fame. You may have heard him on this show, just saying. Possibly due to Miss Edmonds, but
yes.
Have you hooked up with Colin?
Let's cut
the ass.
No, not at all. I don't blow people to get ahead in the world.
No, just for sport.
Oh, just for sport.
Just
No. You don't mix business and sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Even a prostitute?
No.
Okay.
I'd make a really good one though.
You sound like you had a rough night last night.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, it was. Some guy told me he could outdrink me. He goes, I can drink you under the table.
Did you fall for that? That's how you rape people.
No. He goes,
I bet I could take more roofies than you.
Exactly.
You go first.
He tells me I can drink people. He goes, I can drink you under the table. I said, I'm sorry.
I will rape you under the table.
And so I told him, I apologized to him, and I said, I'm really sorry. I don't drink anybody under the table. I drink them under the sheets. And thus,
did you get
he was peacocking, so I cut his feathers down, and he got all, you know, huffy and puffy, so I had to show him how it was done.
Did you make the intercourse last night?
No, God, no.
Okay.
No, he was like a little too Cro-Magnum for me, so I couldn't handle it.
Did you say Cro-Magnum, like the condom?
No, like Cro-Magnum, like they look like a caveman, like his forehead was far too big.
Is it what? Magnum, though? Or?
I don't know. Magnum.
How great would that be if I'm trying to insult you?
I think it's Cro-Magnum.
Okay.
Like, whatever smart boy.
You idiot.
Who do you think you are, Alfred Einstein?
Yeah.
Exactly. Not on this show. And then I had some fabulous news for you guys.
Okay.
Did you do a rail of coke off the blade of a knife?
No, actually. Lindsay didn't come out last night.
Simpson.
I found out that apparently Amtrak goes right from the Washington, D.C. metro station to the train station like 2 miles from my house.
When is your... Okay, so...
And we're doing the big shindig on Saturday, May 28th. And it's only $130 round trip.
That's not horrible, honestly. Do you know, like...
Isn't that Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, it is, sir.
Do you have a pool?
We can invent one. I'll go get, like, a little blow-up kiddie pool for you if you really want.
Well, what are you, moving into a house or what?
Yeah, we have a duplex that we just moved into.
Who's we?
Wow. My friend Jules and her friend Mike.
Oh, it's a
very
sweet
company. Yeah.
Because you said Jules, and I just... Jules Winfield.
You thought Pulp Fiction. Yeah, no, not like that. Not like that.
Jules, can you change the
what
channel?
The
I don't mind doing in the back seat. Goddamn thing.
Maybe we could even get the Betty Noir band to come up and play. I don't know.
They've got children and some BS like that.
I don't understand people who have F trophies. I don't understand F trophies at all. I don't think we should have
it. Is that what you call babies?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I would call them booby prizes.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a kid.
That's an F warning.
Yeah.
Not a trophy.
If you knock a chick up, that means you get an F at sex. A is doing it inside to completion with no repercussions whatsoever. Standing in a maternity ward is F minus.
You know what I think you should do there, Will? I think you should go hunt down all these little 16-year and pregnant girls, and this way there's no consequences, and I guarantee you that they won't try to charge you with statutory rape.
Wouldn't they be, like, down with it? Because it's like,
I
want
that
be a
one
star.
With the implants. And the ugly face.
They're all getting implants now, and
no,
they all have ugly
Farrah.
Faces.
I don't understand implants.
Not, like, fish face one.
Once in a while, they're okay.
Like,
I'm sorry. If they're done tastefully, I'm not that against them.
I don't know.
Can't you like put an implant under the muscle and it kind of looks like more or less a real boob?
Well, some women who get breast lifts actually get a little implant that's put underneath to give them a little more buoyancy, apparently.
Yes.
Yes.
I do know this for a fact. This is very important stuff.
Have you gotten them done?
Me.
Like, what are we talking about over here?
No, I encourage people
His
who...
His man boobs were a little droopy, yeah, so he just got exactly. a little surgery done.
What they need to do...
crow's feet taken care of.
Is just make women's nipples compatible with bike pumps so you can stick the needle in there and just
make them
pump
like a,
it
like
up
a Reebok
to your liking.
Product.
Yeah.
That's what we're going for. Wow. Well, Nicole, one final plug. What is, give the Twitter handle, the website.
Yeah.
I want to know the venue, again, the date, and mention Colin Kane again. So then you can tweet this to Colin and be like, you were mentioned to threes of people.
It's Friday, May 13th, 2011. So that's like 7 days before the end of the world, apparently.
You don't need to add the 2011 part.
Just in case
you're not
going to
be plugging a year from now.
The world ends in 2012.
No, apparently, according to religious zealots, it's May 21st, 2011. So my guess is Glenn Beck is going to cry when he wakes up May 22nd.
So we have 3 weeks.
My guess is Glenn Beck
cries
every morning.
I'll cry too, but yeah, exactly. I'll cry the 23rd and 24th.
Glenn Beck needs to crawl in a hole and die.
That is an edgy stance. Continue.
May 13th, it's 10:30 at night. It's at the Brokerage Comedy Club, which is actually on Long Island.
Okay.
So people from the city and stuff, it's not that
you
far away.
You mean Strong Island, bitch.
Wow. My Twitter handle is at OriginalNixter, and then you can always get at Colin Kane, website, theoriginalnixter.com, which is apparently confusing to somebody who has the handle in papasbasement.com, so, you know.
What?
Nothing.
Huh.
Hmm. Who?
Right.
So what's going on with this party? Who's Jules?
Jules.
Where's
my
the coos?
How much sweater meat is she packing?
Sweater meat.
She's moving in with a guy, right?
Well, the two of us are moving in with a guy. It's very threes company.
Oh, is he pretending to be gay?
Exactly.
Which, I'm so stupid.
And then Knotts is going to trot out and be duped every time.
I never grasp that concept.
I will pay you $100 to show up in a Don Knotts costume.
With
Mr.
a little
Papa
fruity Georgia. Scarf.
Dude, I really am dumb. Like, I've seen many episodes
of it when you were a kid. Right?
And when I was a teenager, and I never got that. Someone had to tell me, like, a few years ago that Jack was pretending to be gay every time
hey,
Mr. Roper
I'm
came
in the
over.
Same. I only saw a couple episodes, but I don't think they dwelled on that every episode. It's
no,
like
they didn't dwell on it. Exactly.
But he did, like, act fruity. Now that I remember, it's just like I didn't put it together.
I don't remember him acting like over the top, though. It's not like he ran out with like yogurt smeared on his chin. Like,
no,
ah!
It would kind of be like Mr. Roper would make jokes and he wouldn't do anything to defend himself.
Yeah,
kinda.
So whenever Mr. Roper came over, he would be
he'd
acting
call him, like,
normal.
Twinkle toes and
stuff.
Then,
oh, really? Yeah, Mr. Roper would make
You're
a comment and he'd go,
a little funny today, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the greatest breakdown of Three's Company I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, because it's disturbing to me.
The one thing I remember, man, not to cut you off is like Suzanne Summers was in straight up see-through ish.
Oh yeah, she was straight nip.
She's still hot now, man.
Oh my gosh!
And then she left the show, and her cousin Terry came on.
Oh, that was
like
her cousin.
The show closed down like a season later. It was bad.
Yeah, that was
no,
all
not
bad.
Not the actor. You're saying like the role was her cousin or something.
Yeah, like Suzanne Summers. She played whatever her name was on the show. And then
Christy Snow.
And then Christy Snow left. Wow, way to go, Papa Giorgio. And then Christy Snow left. And then her cousin Terry or whatever came to live with
with
the kids.
That was BS.
Who was
I just
that
remember,
broad? Did
I just
she
remember.
Do
No. I know. I remember what's his name's little friend Larry that lived upstairs that always had the Falcon's nest or the Eagle's nest or wherever they went all the time. To drink
the rape lair.
No.
He told
the Regal Eagle.
Drink
them
under the table.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nix, thank you very much, and I hope you can record this and put it online somewhere.
I will try to do that. I hope you can do that too. Oh no, you've advanced past me. Okay.
What do I do?
I don't know.
I advance past?
Never forget you're beneath us.
Well, invite to you guys for the party if you'd like to come up. I think you guys can broadcast live from the party.
That would be pretty funny, actually. I think we will be back from Vegas at that point. So
that's the following weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what's going on there?
You can crash at the house and everything. I'm getting sponsored by a beer company.
Maybe
Guinness
we
burgers.
Just need to spread our wings a little bit, Will. That's all I'm saying.
I'm down.
Okay. We will give it serious thought.
Wait,
and not
send
the
us
usual.
A picture of like some of the women in attendance.
I don't know who's coming.
If they're subpar, I will just be throwing food at them.
No, there will be no bologna tossing at this establishment. We'll have beer pong and flip cup and funnels. And yeah, it's going to be like a college party,
but
with a bunch of 30-year-olds. It's going to be a good time.
I'm not so much into liquor anymore, so if you could secure some smack, I'd appreciate that.
Well, it is Stamford, Connecticut. We'll see what we can do.
Nice. All right, Nix. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
There you go. Our resident comedian, Nicole Edmonds.
Why should you leave in the city?
You know, I hadn't even put that together. Like, that's really how little I understand New York. But yeah, she is moving out from the city. I think she's been crashing in the city at the folks' house. So it might be as simple as I can't afford the city, and I'm moving burb-wise.
Gotcha.
Okay, I have, we actually can go pretty much to the top of the hour. We don't have Night Train pulling in until the very end.
Why? What's he doing?
He's just peacing out this weekend, doing whatever he does.
Whatever he does on his off weeks.
Yeah, I love Richard, man. Maybe some crazy-ish going on in his life. I don't know. I could picture him like
serial killer stuff.
Well, just like sit at home, maybe watching the NFL draft, but like also at a strip club, like when the doors open.
Time for the breakfast.
Yeah,
buffet.
Exactly. Just a plate of buffet and, you know, just
buffet and C-section scars.
Exactly. Some flapjacks, some bacon, some saggies. So we got a couple stories we can go to. We've got a guy who ran over little baby ducks following their mom and is now possibly going to prison for it.
Oh, he should.
What?
What's the other one?
He should go to prison for that because that's wrong.
The other one.
F them.
The other is very first in show. And it's about a guy who, to secure a win for his dog, drugged the other dog in the competition. And they made the dog barf and found, like, sleeping pills in his barf and put two and two together.
That's hilarious.
And now he's possibly doing time.
Oh, man. That's effed up, man. Who drugs a dog?
This guy.
Like, what the? Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, but I think we got the gist of it already.
Yeah.
Now, as far as jail time.
Why don't we talk about my show tonight?
No.
You have a show tonight?
Yeah. That's how much you care.
I do care. Wait, is this for your stripping or
no,
Betty
Noir? Aubrey.
Aubrey.
Yeah.
All right. Plug Aubrey and I'll tweet about Aubrey.
AUBRIOTBAND. AubreyOband.com.
So where's the show?
France.
Shows.
That band, Aubrey.
Yeah. O'Brien. Yeah. So the show's in Tacoma Park, Maryland.
How far is that from Roswell?
Maybe it's in DC. There's a Tacoma Park in each. Yeah, it's kind of on the other side of 495.
It's where Tina used to live.
Ooh, that's
It's out
bad
there.
Mojo.
It is on the Red Line though, so if you're a Metroite, you can take the Metro up there directly.
And who will you be playing with?
I'll be playing with Aubrio, and our opening act is Sundry Few.
What joint is this again?
It's called the Electric Maid. It's a community space, so I know that makes it sound really low rent, but it's actually a pretty decent room, and no food, no drinks there, so you can definitely BYOB at the space, and it's free, but they ask for a donation, so it's I think we may be doing a benefit. I'm not sure. I just show up.
It's either a shakedown or the last show.
The last show we did at Electric Maid was a benefit for a trip to Haiti for a church mission.
How much money did you make?
Yeah, no, 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
A little late. But no, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done down there, so good for them.
Oh, so this is probably like a Katrina benefit then.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't know if it's a benefit or we're just actually having a show, we just have a donation because you can't actually charge people to come in at this space. It's part of the rules of the space. But anyway,
that's
kind of
like that strip club we went to in Beltsville, where you just drink in the parking lot.
Yeah.
This is some weird industrial park in Maryland.
Yeah.
It's actually
Showcase Theater. I have never seen so many migrant workers. It's like there in the DMV.
I think it went black now.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. That place is
now
pretty
probably called Chocolate Fantasies or something like that.
Oh, that was a very well-stocked pond. Out of all the strip clubs I've ever been to, that was the one where I was like, you know what? You are better looking than the average thing I would see walking past me on the street.
It was so bizarre, though. It was like literally just a house in an industrial park. Kind of like that place across from here where I used to have band rehearsals, and there's like some Ching Chong Chinaman like living upstairs illegally.
Yeah, that place is still there. I don't know if they still have practices. Right on Eskridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that house is still there. Yeah. So the downstairs used to, well, I don't know. The downstairs wasn't a practice space. You used to practice upstairs,
And then Barco.
Yeah, Barco Rebar. Yeah, you'd practice downstairs.
Well, this was a long time ago before Barco took over the downstairs. And then Barco took over the downstairs and was running that out. And then the guy who lived in the house, Kevin or something like that, took over the...
I don't know. It's like an Asian family.
Hey, hold on a second.
No,
hey,
I don't remember an Asian family.
Richard,
there.
You're in. Am I not playing your dad today? Or?
Oh, I'm deferring that until next weekend.
Oh, okay.
I changed my plans.
Very cool. Well, hell, we need to get out of here.
Night train has pulled into the station.
Yeah.
An unexpected route.
All right, hold on. Let me get the surf rider going.
Get some music.
Yeah, we need to exit ASAP. I thought we were doing to the top. Glad you walked in, my friend. Will?
Yes.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Papa's Basement. Kate?
Yeah.
Thank you as well. If you want to tweet these two, you can find them at Billy Basil, at Atomic Kate. That's two C's in the middle.
Yep.
And I am, of course, at Papa's Basement. Show website in papasbasement.com. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. You can hear us live every Saturday, except for next week. I'll be at a wedding. But I think we'll record something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that is live at fcac.org/WEBR.
Radio Fairfax.
Exactly. Till next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.